This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
And so now, if you're very abreast with social media, if you're a huge fan and you're constantly on social media, you would see pictures, you would see videos, in fact, on WhatsApp statuses. And if you listen to the news, you read the papers, it's everywhere now. Stories of protests and bank customers destroying facilities, attacking banks and breaking gates, fence, glasses, etc., etc. Workers jumping over their fences. Properties being destroyed. Banks forced to close. All of this happening across different parts of the country because, well, some of the customers are angry and saying, we deposited our monies and now we're not getting the new Naira notes and this is a problem. But the CBN says, well, we've released monies. In fact, on the news recently, we heard that Sterling Bank, one of the branches, the manager was accosted by, was it the ICPC or the EFCC? Well, one of those commissions, corruption commission, says a certain amount of monies, all new notes, stocked, locked up in the vault and not being dispensed. Why? And this is what some of the customers have said was responsible for their anger, that they feel that the CBN has said that there's money there and then you're not paying the money to us and we're angry, and so they go about causing mayhem and destroying properties, which is now a major concern for most of the banks. In fact, if you go on social media at Nigeria Info PH on Facebook, you find a question we're asking you there as to what you think concerning this new trend. Does the attack on bank facilities help the circulation of the Naira in any way? Does it help the circulation of the new Naira note in any way, shape, or form? Does it? Would like to know what you think following the quantum destruction of banks and their facilities. The Association of Senior Staff of Banks, Insurance and Financial Institutions, for short, ASBIFI, had to put out a statement concerning this particular issue. And part of that statement, they said they were concerned for the safety of their members, who in the past weeks have worked tirelessly for long hours. We are aware banks had to work extra hours, even had to include weekends into their working time. Against prescribed work hours they had worked just to ensure that customers were able to deposit their old currency notes and make the new ones available for withdrawals at ATMs. The exercise has taken a toll on their health, work-life balance, families, etc. And now the fear of assaults by customers is now a problem. So they said they are committed to ensure that they do their job, but they are appealing for calm and understanding at this time. And also they called on security agencies to ensure safety and security in lives and properties of banks. They are not saboteurs. That's boldly written on that statement. So this morning, I'm going to be speaking with the national chairman of the Association of Senior Staff of Banks, Insurance and Financial Institutions. He will be talking to us this morning. It is Olusoji Oluwole via telephone. I think he's in Abuja now. Mr. Oluwole, you're welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
All right. Just to be clear, Abuja or Lagos? I know the last time Lagos. We spoke. Now Lagos. Lagos. Okay. All right, then. You're welcome on the show. Thank you very much. I will just go straight to the point. I know you already told me you're very busy. You had to squeeze out a little bit of your time to answer this because it is important that Rivers people, Nigerians, understand what's happening. First of all, I would say, well, on behalf of Nigerians, we're sorry for what's happening to the various facilities, but nothing happens without a reason. That's another thing. How are banks, first of all, handling this issue? We saw the statement by ASBIFI, but how are banks reacting to these attacks on their facilities?
Thank you very much. I believe that about 2 days ago, thereabouts, the Association of Corporate Affairs Managers of Banks issued a joint statement relating to it. And I think one of the banks also issued a statement when they were mentioned, when they were accused of hoarding cash in a particular state. And they came out to state clearly the reason behind the cash that was found in their location.
Vote. What was the reason? What was the reason they gave?
Okay, right. There was this news about 6 million naira being found in the vault. Mm. Now, what the report, the video, didn't say was that, number one, that video was in January. Number two, the currency that was found was in 200 naira notes. We all know that until now, the ATMs were only configured to dispense 1,000 naira and 500 naira notes, which means that every ATM in Nigeria has to be reconfigured to accept 200 naira notes. Now, at the time that video was taken, CBN had bad banks from paying across the counter, because if payment across the counter had been allowed at that time, that kind of money would have been dispensed. So, giving that kind of information just gives the impression that a bank or a location or a branch of an institution was withholding cash. The question that now comes to the mind, well, to my own mind and to the mind of other people that I spoke with, was that 6 million naira. Okay, let's even assume that a bank branch hoarded 6 million naira. Does it solve the problem? I don't think so. Mm. Because what is needed right now is in terms of billions. So 6 million naira for me is a drop in the ocean.
So, but the accusations, I understand what you're saying now, but then quickly, let me just interrupt and ask this question, still in line with what you're saying. Many people, the CBN has said that, well, it released monies to banks. That's what the CBN keeps saying now and then, that there are monies for banks. And in fact, the ICPC said it discovered over 258 million naira stashed in the vaults of a bank. It specifically mentioned the Abuja head office of the Sterling Bank. And when you see news like this, although you've given a revelation as to why one of the banks that was said to have money had the monies it had and why it was there, which is understandable from your explanation. But then the fact that we're now hearing the Sterling Bank and people are now having the idea that many other banks are doing this, is there any further explanation as to why that could be happening, if it indeed is happening? Or is the CBN not giving enough cash to the banks?
Well, a couple of weeks ago, I came out to ask that CBN should disclose how much was printed, how much has been disbursed so far, because obviously CBN keeps giving money, right? Which means that CBN still has funds of, they still have part of what was printed being issued out to banks, to the public, right? Now, if we look at it in that direction, it obviously means that there is that possibility that what has been printed or what has been made available is not sufficient enough to meet the demands of Nigerians.
So the CBN now, did not tell me, how much me, it printed?
I'm sorry?
The CBN did not disclose how much it's printed.
They are yet to disclose. But, I mean, it's not in my own purview to query them, but I would have loved to know how much was printed and how much has been disbursed to bank. But I love being very practical in analyzing things. I did a little bit of math, right? And I calculated that we're in Nigeria, we're over 180 million people. Let's assume only 10% of Nigeria's population needs cash today. CBN has placed a limit of 20,000 naira per person, right, to receive money. 20,000 naira for 18 million people is equal to 360 billion naira. Okay?
Mm.
So the question is, do we have 360 billion naira in circulation today based on the new currency? These are the questions we need to be asking to know how much is in possession of these banks. Now, I was talking to one of our members in another bank in another state. Okay, he's the regional head of that bank. He works in the regional office, and he spoke to me. He said they had waited all day for cash. eventually, their official arrived in the evening with us. Now, come with me here. Customers were waiting outside. They saw bullion van driving in. They saw people taking cash into the branch. But lo and behold, what did they receive that day? They received 100 naira, 50 naira, and 20 naira notes. Customers waiting to receive money at the ATM that was not going to come.
Now, so in other words, sorry to interrupt you. They received 100 naira notes, 50 naira notes, and 20 naira notes. But then the ATMs were not configured to dispense those notes.
Exactly. Those are even old notes. Okay? Now, the average customer is standing outside, waiting at the ATM that is not dispensing cash. He sees a bullion van driving in, and he does not get cash. He's obviously incited because of what he's hearing, that banks are hoarding cash. That's one. This same person told me that the last time he received the new notes, he received new notes that he also had to issue out to other branches under his supervision. At the end of the day, all he could issue to all those branches around him were barely 2 million naira per branch. An ATM is able to accommodate up to 8 million naira. So you send 2 million naira to branches that have 2, 3, 4, 5 ATMs.
What denominations? That would be another big question. What denominations the monies were in? Because if the ATMs in the country are configured to dispense 1,500, it means that if the CBN would be giving monies to banks to put in the ATMs, it has to be 500 or 1,000. But then you've rightly said that, well, we've had 200 naira notes being dispensed by the CBN, and the CBN had instructed at the time not to pay over the counter. Now that instruction has changed, you can pay over the counter. So which denominations were paid, and are banks, if these monies are available in different denominations that the ATMs cannot dispense, what about dispensing over the counter now that that has been lifted?
So they are beginning to dispense over the counter. So they are dispensing over the counter, they are dispensing at ATMs. Mm-hmm. I've driven around during the day, I've driven around at night in Lagos and in Abuja, and I see people drawing cash at ATMs at night. And what it also tells me is that for people to be able to draw at ATMs that late at night, it means that somebody has had to go to those branches at night, because it doesn't take time to empty ATMs, considering the long queues that are there. Some banks even have to go on to make provision for canopies, for chairs, somewhere distributing water to customers who are on queue, to show the kind of empathy they had for their customers. But then, they can only work to the extent of what has been made available to them.
So clarify for us, the banks, are they still receiving cash from the CBN, new notes? Because the deadline is just around the corner. And I'll tell you, for instance, here in Port Harcourt, you can hardly find cash. I myself, talking to you, I've not seen the new, I've only seen the 1,000 naira note, the new ones. I've not seen the 500, I've not seen the 200. We have people in villages, in communities who haven't. And now we're beginning to see people attack banks because they believe that banks have these notes but are not dispensing enough of it. So at the moment, is the CBN still dispensing cash? And is it really possible that banks can hoard these new notes, perhaps because they are first attending to some, in quote, important customers or clients that they have? Because that's another accusation, that some bank managers are holding these monies to settle important personalities who bank with them, some politicians even.
Well, I cannot speak for banks in terms of how funds are being disbursed, right? But let me start from your first question. Is CBN still issuing money?
Yes.
CBN is issuing money. The question is, at every point in time that they issue money, what denominations are they issuing out to banks? I just gave you the example of someone in another state, in another bank, who said by the time he received money at the end of the day, this was what he received, this was the amount he received. Okay? Mm-hmm. So there are times when they will receive. There are times when they will not receive. Yesterday, I got reports that some banks had already told their branches to start closing if they did not have cash. And the question for me is, why will any bank in the name of hoarding cash, put its facilities and the lives of its staff at risk, put its reputation at risk. If we're talking about wanting to satisfy certain people and so on and so forth, again, I come with an analogy for you here. If I owned a petrol station today, right, and I received 33,000 liters of fuel, there's a possibility that I will want to give my friend, if I was in Port Harcourt and I know you, there's a possibility, yes, I will tell you, oh, yes, come in, I'll fill your tank for you. Oh, yes, I want to give my brother, I want to give my cousin. But the amount, when we look at the amount in that regard, how does it compare, yet again, to what is required? Like I said, I cannot speak for banks. I do not know.
So, but you're not ruling out the possibilities, Mr. Oluwole. You're not ruling out the possibilities that maybe some bank managers might want to give preference to a few of their important clients. But what you're saying is, even if that is happening, it might not be enough to consume all of the monies that the CBN would send to the banks.
If indeed it is happening, it will be. I don't see it having any impact. Look, let me tell you something. They told us how much is in circulation in public, how much has been withdrawn. They're in trillions of naira. So if you've withdrawn, if people have sent back, say, 2 trillion naira to the banks of old notes, compared with what is being dispensed, I'm not saying that the same value should be made available, but the question is, what percentage will be found adequate to be produced and to be distributed to the public? I work in a bank, okay, right? Now, will you believe if I tell you that I got money for the first time from my bank 2 days ago?
But don't you also think that the idea that the CBN is saying it wants to make the economy more cashless, and that's a focus, could that be responsible for why, if the CBN isn't dispensing enough cash, it's because it wants to promote that cashless society and get people to be more involved, which is also a problem because many people do not even trust the network of banks. I mean, you do transactions, you would have to wait for hours to get a credit or a debit alert. And when you go to purchase items at restaurants, fast foods, whatever, supermarkets, then become a problem because you can't leave. You have to wait till they get alert. And recently, it has been quite difficult for that to happen. It's happened to me a couple of times in the course of this week. Are banks prepared for that? If that's the road the CBN is taking, hence the reason why maybe it's not disbursing as much cash as it should, are banks prepared for it?
Right.
In one minute, we have a commercial coming up.
Yeah, right. On the 12th of December, I actually addressed this issue when the redesigning policy was announced. And I said it. I said there is going to be a spike in electronic transactions. And I said it. I said what CBN had done was brilliant in promoting the cashless. However, I faltered the execution at that time. And why did I? I said it then that I was not certain that the infrastructure was capable to meet the spike in transactions. Now, you mentioned something about the network of banks. Yet again, people are focusing on banks, forgetting that it is not only banks that are involved in electronic transactions.
Let's go for a commercial, Mr. Oluwole. We'll be right back. Just stay with us. We'll be right back in 2 minutes' time.
Right.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news, and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Oh, Okay, we still have my guest hanging on via telephone. Very shortly, he would have to let him go, but that would not be before he answers a few more questions. The national president for the Association of Senior Staff of Banks, Insurance, and Financial Institutions, ASBIFI, Olusoji Oluwole. And well, we've been having conversations about the attacks you're seeing on bank facilities and also the scarcity of the new notes. Well, he said certain things and given certain explanations. Many people still don't agree because many customers feel that, well, banks are not telling the truth. Well, Mr. Oluwole, thank you for staying on the line for us. I know you said you would only give me 25 minutes and now I'm eating into your time. So please, let's just borrow extra 5 minutes before I let you continue with your day, please. I know you explained to me already. But quickly, you were talking about the network issues for banks and how customers are currently having issues with bank apps, alerts, you can't get credit or debit alerts in time. How are we tackling these problems? Because if we do not get the cash in circulation, the next option would be to bank online. And then we're having these problems with online banking.
Now, so what I was explaining earlier on is that there are three parties to an electronic transaction: the bank, the switches, and the telecommunications company. So if you're transferring money to me from your app to my app, you're going to use a network to connect to your app, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to send it. Now, the moment you are able to get into your app, it means that your bank app is working. If for any reason you are unable to complete that transaction, it could be any party that could be the cause of it. It could be a disconnection at your own bank. It could be a disconnection of your own telecommunications service provider. It could be the switch. And it could be the receiving bank. So, I mean, we're online right now. We're talking. If this call drops right now, who do we blame? Do we blame your cell phone? Do we blame mine? Do we blame my phone? Do we blame yours?
The NCC.
We do not know where the problem is.
The NCC says, well, it cannot be. Well, we might have to speak to telecommunication companies. Telecommunication companies, on the other hand, will say, well, the NCC, for these companies to be approved means they've passed certain standards that the NCC has placed for them and feel like they are fit to provide this service. And the NCC says, it is not in their place to speak on, because I spoke with the PR for the NCC just a few days ago. I wanted him to be on the show as well, but well, he says he can't. But then explained to me that the NCC doesn't have too much to do because the NCC are certified. It said until banks complain or change service. So if a bank is using a certain network or a certain service for their transactions and then the network is having issues, they can either report to the NCC or they switch to a different one. And then if only when a complaint is made, the NCC can look into it. Is that something that should be thought about? For instance, popular bank has its app completely down for a couple of days.
I'm sorry?
A particular bank had its app down for several days.
Yes. And when banks' apps are down, most banks will announce and tell you that they are experiencing challenges with their app. They will tell you. Ideally, that is the standard. Now, I'm not saying that the telcos are not up to standard. What I'm saying is that there has been an increase and there is pressure on the network. And once there's a pressure on the network, it affects the quality of what is going on. You mentioned something about not receiving alerts.
Mm.
If I send you a text message and you do not receive it, it's not my fault. So your institution has sent a text message of an alert of a transaction that you are going to receive as a text message on your phone. It has nothing to do with the bank.
Exactly what the NCC says. Sorry to interrupt you, but the NCC also said that if you send a message, it means that for that message to leave your phone means that, well, the network is working, so it's your bank that's the problem. Exactly what the NCC operative told me. So yeah, now Nigerians are caught in the middle.
The instruction has been sent, and that was why I said it's and that's why I used the same analogy that if I send you a text message, just like your bank has sent you a text message and you do not receive, are you going to blame me as an individual for not getting your text message? A text message that tells me on my phone has been sent.
Hmm.
We see it happening regularly.
So you are agreeing to the fact that we do not have enough infrastructure to handle online banking yet? Did the CBN have a conversation with banks while it was trying to promote this online banking?
I do not believe there was any engagement with all stakeholders, because that announcement came as a surprise to everybody.
All right. What's the way forward now? In less than 2 minutes, so we can let you go continue today.
Right now,
customers are still angry. People are still attacking banks. And the ATMs, can they be reconfigured? Are they being reconfigured?
No,
what's happening?
They have been reconfigured.
So what's the problem with the cash, and why can't we still get this cash,
to Nigerians? You are just reconfiguring to receive a lower denomination as well. Now, let me quickly tell you something. Even at that reconfiguration of 200 Naira notes, again, let's go back to that 6 million Naira issue. And that reconfiguration of 200 Naira notes that you are asking banks to feed into their ATM, what it means is that you have practically reduced the volume that your ATM can collect from 30 million to 6 million. So it would have even been better if CBN was shooting out more of the higher denominations, the 1,000 and the 500, because that increases the capacity of what ATMs can dispense. But now that they have allowed disbursement across the counter, what I will expect is that a lot of banks will be feeding the ATMs more with the 1,500 Naira notes and paying the 200 Naira notes across the counter. That is what I expect to be happening. But you asked for the way forward. The first is that if they do not have sufficient new design notes, then they should send out the 100 Naira and the 50 Naira notes that are in good condition for banks to be able to serve more people across the counter. The second thing is that we need to appeal to the public that attacking bank branches, attacking bank staff, is like cutting your nose to spite your face. We're the ones who are going to be hurt at the end of the day, because if this attack continues unabated, it means that banks are going to be put out of service, and that reduces the number of places that you even have access to cash. So we're inflicting pain on ourselves, not on the bank. We're inflicting it more on ourselves.
Allegations of bank staff selling the new notes. That's also something that's really interesting, because people say bank staff are selling the new notes to POS operators. We in turn are selling the new notes to Nigerians.
The allegations.
Yes. And
they remain allegations.
Does the association investigate such allegations, and how do you intend to address it if there's any truth in it? Or does the association have a mechanism to monitor how these activities happen and how certain banks operate?
Well, I cannot speak for every institution. But what I'm saying here is that everybody comes up with all forms of allegations. I mean, when I joined in online, I heard you talking about the things that go around on social media and so on and so forth, on WhatsApp, and messages going up and down all over the place.
Mm.
But it is difficult to be able to prove or accept or deny what exactly is going on. I'll give an example. I saw a video flying around that bandits were displaying bundles of money that was received from banks. But nobody looked closely enough to see that video was not even shot in Nigeria. Nobody looked closely to see that those were not new notes. Nobody looked closely to see that was not even Naira. But people believed immediately and started circulating it, that the money that was meant for the public was already in the hand of bandits. Those are the kind of things that we need to start speaking against. And for me, if we cannot come out with clear and concrete proof of these allegations, then we should stop spreading these words. Because what it does for us is that we continue to incite people to do things that they shouldn't do. Now, yesterday, people were attacking banks in Abuja, in Abeokuta. People got shot. People were injured. Right, and at the end of the day, like I said, we're ending up hurting our own selves, not just the institutions. We're hurting ourselves as well.
All right, Mr. Lawoli, thank you very much. But let's allow you to continue with your day.
All right.
Thank you very much for your time. Yeah. Well, we could go on and on. There's a lot more to ask and a lot more to find out, but I think we'll pause here. That was the national president, Ask Beefy. Now, if you didn't know, Ask Beefy is actually the Association of Senior Staff of Banks, Insurance and Financial Institutions in the country. And well, you've heard their own part. And one interesting thing I think he says is what many Nigerians will want to know is how much the CBN actually has printed, how much it has dispersed. That's a big question. We'll go to the phone lines and get your thoughts. I'm supposed to also have another guest on the show this morning who would be joining us. Mr. Nwachukwu Unjoku is a banking and finance consultant. We'll be discussing more on this issue and trying to find out exactly how, if banks are to engage in this nefarious activity, how do they go about it and how does it go unchecked? He admitted, my guest, that it's the possibility of banks wanting to, you know, favor certain clients or customers is definitely going to happen, but that cannot be the reason why cash is not getting to all Nigerians. And he's indirectly asking people to ask the CBN to be more open with his activities. Well, let's get your thoughts on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH. We are live and we're asking you, following the recent waves of attack on banks, does it help the circulation of the new Naira notes if you go attack the bank and break the fence, destroy the ATMs and put the lives of the staff at risk and your own life at risk? How does that in any way help the circulation of the Naira note? Well, we have a few messages on Facebook. Some people says arresting of bank managers by security agents have proven to us that banks are the ones unleashing these pains and hardships on Nigerians. My question is, why would CBN direct citizens to deposit old currencies to the banks and now instead of the banks to issue new currency to people, what we are seeing is banks selling the same old currency instead of the new ones to the people? Attacks on banks are out of anger and frustration. Majority of people are passing through after depositing their monies and finding it difficult to make withdrawals. CBN and banks should do the needful to avoid situations worse than it is now, because even security agencies would not be able to do anything to calm the angry people. This one says, to a large extent it doesn't, but rather worsens the whole situation. Well, clearly it doesn't. It doesn't help the situation at all. Let's go to the phone lines now. 070-0923-0923. Emeka is in Stadium Road. Good morning, Emeka.
Hello, good morning.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you see, attack on bank facilities will not help the circulation of Naira in any way. Whether CBN gives enough cash or not to the banks, CBN is the problem, but Nigerians are more of the problem of themselves. Because of whom we are, it's an assumption. Let's assume Emeka have 1 million naira in the bank. Almost all Nigerians, once they get to the bank, they will want to withdraw. Maybe Emeka have 100 million naira in his bank account in the bank and want to make use of 100,000. Most Nigerians will go and want to withdraw the whole 1 million naira from the bank. That is the major problem. That is why we are facing this problem. But in other parts of the world,
yes,
they will. If I have 1 million naira, I will only go to the bank and withdraw 100,000 that I want to make use of today. But in Nigeria, if that man have 10 million, the man will even want to withdraw the whole 10 million just to show people that he has arrived. I don't know. That is the major problem why we are facing this problem.
All right, Demeka. Thank you very much. Muriel is in Okrika. Oh, goodness, Muriel. You'd have to call us back. I think we got interrupted by the service provider. Demeka, I understand your point. But then some people would also do that because of the fear of, well, what if the money is not available the next time? Now that I have the opportunity, let me collect. 0700-923-0923 is the number to call. My second guest just arrived in the studio. Glad that you could make it, Mr. Unjoku. Thank you for your time. Nwachukwu Unjoku is a banking and Nwachukwu. I keep saying Nwachukwu in your name. And that's been a quarrel between us for a long time. But then Nwachukwu Unjoku is a banking and finance consultant. Thank you for making time to be with us.
Thank you. Good morning.
All right, before we get on to you, let's just take a few more calls. You can send more messages to us on WhatsApp, 0809-030-6416. The WhatsApp number again, 0809-030-6416. You can call 070-0923-0923. That's the number to call. Let's hear from you this morning. Hello, Nigeria Info.
Hello.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. My name is Daniel.
Okay, Daniel. Go on.
I'm not asking anybody to attack any individual. But sometimes frustration push people to begin to do what they do not want to do. Just listen to your guests. They are more of say they are not responsible to what is happening, which is the banks. The CBN say no, go and hold the bank responsible. The NCC say no, it is the bank. The bank say no, it's the NCC. So who would the Nigerian people hold responsible for this? If you want to run a cashless society, I should be able to open my app and have easy transfers. I should be able to use a USSD code to have an easy transaction. I should be able to go to POS and have an easy transaction. Do you know how much of my money that is hanging? That is the right decline. How much that I need to go to a process that will take up to 1 month before the money comes back? Do you know how many money I have lost as an individual? Do you know how many money that is in the hand of people because of this? Even my own that is in my car, I can't even have access to it. I have responsibilities. I have keys. I need money. I have a lot of things I have to do. Then your money, you can't have access. That is a frustration. What is life without money, please? Tell me. Can you live without money? You don't have a life when you don't have money. It's not that you don't have money, but you can't even have access to it. You go to a place to use your POS, it's not working. You go to use your USD code, it's not working. Your app is not working. What do you do? What exactly will you do as a Nigerian?
All right, Daniel.
If they're not ready for this, they should stop it. It's not easy, Andrew. It's easy to say people should not attack. But it takes a lot for you to control yourself. Because look, you cannot be watching yourself trying to do something. You don't have access to it. That's frustration. And that needs anarchy. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Daniel. Understandable, Mr. Anjoku. What he has said, really touching and understandable. Let's just take one more before we get to you. Nigerian, for good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning to you.
My name is Cardinal.
Okay, Cardinal. Talk to us.
Cardinal.
Go on.
Calling from Lagos.
Okay, go ahead.
Please, the issue of our money in the bank and we can't withdraw is a problem. Right now, I am standing at the ATM now calling you because I am listening to the radio via app.
Which
I'm
of the banks?
At the ATM now. Calling you, and a bullion van just entered the bank now. Our expectation is very, very high. But the fact is that if we stand here from now till 12 or 2 o'clock, we can withdraw and we are asked to go back home. After all, I have been here since 3 a.m., waiting to withdraw my money. So if after standing and I can't withdraw my money, what do I expect to do? Though I can't react, I can't do anything, but others cannot have such patience. Others cannot have such patience. So we just pray the bullion van that enter now, the ATM should be loaded and the counter should be loaded so that people can get their money. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. You failed to mention which bank exactly. We can go on and on with the calls, but Mr. Andrako, let's get over to you. You've heard some of the callers. You've been in the banking system and still indirectly active in the banking system, even though you're not working for any particular bank, which makes you perfect for the conversation. Because you understand the inner workings and what happens. These accusations going back and forth about bankers holding the money and not giving the money to the public. I spoke with ASBFI National President, Association for Banks and Insurance and Financial Institutions, and they've said, well, the CBN is not being completely honest with how it's carrying out this activity, and it's making Nigerians feel that banks are the problems. For you, is it really possible that banks can hold these monies, and maybe what benefit would it be to the banks even if they want to, if they were hoarding the money?
Okay, thank you very much. As I said, I'm Kwachukwu Njoku, the state chairman of Challenge for Bankers here, and also a licensed finance and banking consultant. To start with, and before I go to your question, I want to plead to all of us, Nigerians, please to calm down. This problem, this crisis would be resolved. I know the emotions are high. People are challenged. There are issues all over the places. Please don't attack bankers. Don't attack bank access. Don't attack bank infrastructure. If we do this, it will take us back. Remember, most of us are stakeholders in these banks. Please don't destroy any bank asset or attack any banker in your state. Thank you. Okay, back to your question, Andrew. Definitely, there is no bank that would intentionally hoard cash. There is no bank that would intentionally receive cash from the CBN and keep it in their system. Remember, banks are businesses and they make money when they release the cash, when customers transact, when customers take loans, when customers do all forms of transactions with the banks. That is how they make their money. So why would a bank not hoard the cash from customers? So it's not possible. However, we know that even before this era, there are exceptions. One or two in thousands should not make us to generalize.
Because in Sterling Bank, they say over 200 million was found in the vault. According to the ICPC, they're all new notes. Well, my guest clarified that the earlier one of about 6 million that came in at the time was 200 naira notes. And the reason why it was in the vault was because at that time, the ATMs were not configured to dispense 200 naira notes. And then the CBN had a policy that you cannot pay over the counter. So the money was stuck there. But what you have just said that banks, but you can't rule out the fact that banks give these monies to maybe in quote, important clients or customers first, or some managers would hold this money because a politician has said, I need so amount, I want to exchange this amount for that amount, and then they bring old notes worth this amount, and then you have to pay them. Does that happen or does it not happen in banks?
It's possible. Every business, including Nigeria Info, have high network customers and they are given preferential treatment. In the banking sector, that happens too. However, the percentage is not much. It should not be something that should lead to crisis. And not all bank branches have HNIs.
Which is?
You know.
The HNIs would mean?
Yes. That is high network customers.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is that it's important we realize that this thing that has happened, maybe in one or two branches, is possible. However, it should not lead to this kind of generalization that would make people to go out and start attacking bankers, bank workers, bank infrastructure. It should not happen.
So what then would be the problem? If you're saying that this cannot be enough reason, even if banks have some high-valued customers that they would give preferential treatment, it is not enough to be the reason why monies cannot, the new notes cannot go in circulation. So what then is the problem? Is it that the notes were not being given to the banks, or the notes are not given to the banks, how is the bank then operating if you have said that the banks cannot have monies and hoard it because they can't make money if they hoard the money? Then what is happening? Because some are accusing banks of even selling these notes to POS operators, who in turn are selling to Nigerians at exorbitant prices, because now it's no longer exchange, it's sales of the money. You could as high as 5,000 naira for 20,000 naira withdraw from a POS. And that's what's happening in River State at the moment. So how exactly can anyone explain to Nigerians or Rivers people to make them understand that in the banking sector, this is what it is? How do you convince them?
To start with, everyone must realize that the CBN is driving a policy, the cashless policy, and there are objectives to be met. Definitely, the CBN cannot go ahead and print what we call, what people think should be enough cash. If they do that, then the objective of the policy is defeated.
So the CBN is not printing enough cash?
Definitely they cannot, not enough, I would not use that word. They cannot print cash that would be all over the place.
So they're not circulating enough cash.
They are driving a policy that would ensure that majority of transactions in Nigeria are done electronically. So the thing is that both the CBN, the deposit money banks, banking practitioners, even the media need to campaign, need to carry out awareness programs that will change the thinking of people
But the online banking now is a problem, because even some bankers, and my guest, earlier guest, had even said that the banks are concerned that with the surge on the internet banking at the moment, we do not have enough infrastructure facility to manage that. NECA has also raised that concern for the CBN and say, this is a problem we have here, and you've not provided the infrastructure over the years, which is around since 2012 when the CBN first talked about this online banking. So now, isn't that going to be a problem if you ask people to deposit the money and then you are putting little amount of money in circulation because you expect people to use online banking when we don't have enough infrastructure to manage the population that we have?
No, it's clear we cannot get everything right before we start the program. If we want to get it right before we start, then we may not start. We have to start it concurrently and be making improvements. And in the end, everybody will be used to it. So it's important to realize that at the banking holder, you cannot enter any bank branch and say, please, give me 200,000 naira cash. So it's important, again, we realize that, or try to change our thinking, you know, from cash-based transactions to electronic transactions. It's embarrassing for someone to go to the
a commercial.
We are back. This is your number one talk station. Nigeria Info.
All right, we have just about a minute, less than that. Mr. Njoku, you were complaining about the EFCC and the ICPC being involved and looking at bank vaults and all of that. How is that supposed to happen? Less than a minute.
Okay, thank you. I want to enjoy the banks to work on their control officers, their compliance officers, the auditors, to ensure that there are things like hoarding does not happen in the branches. Every day, a control officer is supposed to do vault administration. And if there is any cash there, it should be picked. Not a situation where a bank will leave it for 2 weeks or a week and ESCC or ICPC officers will come and say that this cash has been here for over 1 week. It's a big exception. So banks should also do their own part. Why we pray that Nigerians will have understanding and we'll move forward.
All right, thank you very much, Mr. Njoku. Thank you very much. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew.